大家打开罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
我们从第十八节开始来读。
Reading from verse number 18.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
从第十八节开始来读。
Reading from verse number 18.
翻到了，我们一同来读。
We are going to read together.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
一直念到第二十二节。
Until 22.
一同来读。我想现在的苦楚，
若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，
就不足介意了。受造之物切望等候上帝的种子显出来，因为受造之物不在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的瑕疵，得享上帝儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道这一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。二十三节我读，不但如此，就是我们还有圣灵，这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体的属。请你读23。 OK， 我们就读到这个地方。
We stop reading.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你的圣道是永远不改变的。主啊，你的话成为我们的力量。你的话是我们建立信仰。你的话指出历史的方向。你的话成为我们路上的光，我们脚前的灯。主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。你愿意用你的真理光照我们，用你的真理来改变我们，用你的真理启发我们，用你的真理释放我们。所以你说，你们要晓得真理，你们就必得着自由。主啊，若不是你圣灵把你的真理讲解给我们清楚，使我们明白你永恒的旨意，我们怎能得自由呢？所以你说你的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。我们感谢，我们赞美你，我们寄蒙你救赎的恩典，成为你的为后世的儿女，能够领受你为我们预备应许中间永恒的产业。我们如今在等候的时刻，愿主加添给我们坚韧的力量，好叫我们顺服你的旨意，更明白你旨意的安排，好像我们在等候的痛苦中间，我们不是成为消极失望的人，乃是成为积极有盼望，等候你再来，充满喜乐，进行祷告，传扬福音，洁身自好的基督徒。说你听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名祈求，
阿们。
我们上个礼拜在这里思想到神的儿子。
Last we met upon the fact that Christ, God's Son,
神的独生子
，God's only begotten Son,
神的种子
，God's children.
那么在旧约里面提到神的种子是指天使。
In the Old Testament, we talk about God's children, it points to angels.
新约里提到神的独生子是救主耶稣基督。
In the New Testament, we talk about God's only Son, that is Christ's Savior.
新约圣经里提到神的儿女是指因基督救赎而领受新生命。有权柄的人。
The children of God in the New Testament are those who have received the salvation of Christ and become someone who have new life.
像人的地位原是比天使更低。
So our position actually is lower than angels.
但我们被造的时候
，But then when we are created,
因为有身体物质性的限制。
Because there is a limitation of the body and physical body.
所以神要我们进到灵里真正的自由。
So God wants us to enter into true freedom in spirit.
他要脱离，救我们脱离罪同死的管制。
So that we deliver from the physical body and the death and sin.
当一个人接受耶稣基督的时候
，So at a time when one receives Christ Jesus,
信上帝独生子的名。
That is when you believe in the name of God's only Son.
上帝就给他权柄做神的儿女。
God give me the power to become the children of God.
我们得救以后，我们成为神的众子女们。
So after we are saved, we are called the children of God.
这样，在新约里面，特别罗马书第八章，神的众子 不再是指天使。
Then in the New Testament, especially in the book of Romans, all children of God are pointing not to the angels,
而是指蒙救赎的人
but pointing to those who are saved.
这些人成为神的子女。
These people become the people of God.
神的种子
become the children of God.
像基督为神的儿子一样的。
Like Christ is the son of God.
基督因为是神的儿子，所以他成为后世。
Christ because the son of God, he's the heir of God.
我们是与基督一同成为后世的。
And so we become co-heir with Christ.
后世什么意思呢？
What about heir?
就是在家中有生命的关系的这种后代。
That in the family, in the offspring, that we are related in relationship.
我们有这个血统。
Because of a blood relationship,
我们有这个叫做产业的特权
and we have the privilege to inherit the property.
基督是神的后裔
and Christ is the heir of God.
我们与基督一同成为后裔
and we are co-heirs with Christ.
虽然我们的地位就以没有得救以前完全不一样
so that our position as compared to before saving is different.
一个人没有得救以前，他是不是属上帝的？
Prior to the fact that we are saved, do we belong to God?
他是属上帝。
Oh yes, he belongs to God.
那是第一种地位的连续。
That is the extension of the first kind of relationship.
这种第一种地位的连续什么意思呢？
And what's the extension of this first position?
就是原先被造的地位是属上帝。
Because we are created, we belong to God.
你的圣经什么地方谈到这个事情
Where would the Bible discuss about this?
诗篇第二十四篇第一节
In Psalm 24 verse 1
地和其中所充满的都属耶和华
The earth and all which is in the earth belong to God.
这个叫做自然连续
So that's a natural linkage.
这是因为被造而连续
Because of the creation linkage.
我们属上帝
We belong to God.
我们是神所造
And that's created by God.
神在创造界中间统管万有
God in creation, he rules all things.
神是宇宙的主宰
He is the Lord of the universe.
神要审判全人类
He's going to judge all people.
从亚伯拉罕的话里就知道他曾经有过这样的信仰
From the word of Abraham, we know that he had had this kind of faith before.
当上帝要审判就叫硫磺火降下来烧灭索多玛摩摩拉的时候
When God is about to have this sulfur fire to burn Gomorrah and Sodom
亚伯拉罕坐起起来
Abraham was so anxious
如果里面有义人怎么办呢
What happened if there are righteous men in it
把义人和恶人一同消灭绝对不是上帝的作为
How can it destroy the righteous man and the evil man together? This is not the word of God.
亚伯拉罕就讲了一句很重要的话
So Abraham said a very important statement.
这是信心之父一个很重要的内容
The father of faith, that's important content about that.
审判全地的上帝岂不行公义吗
God who judges the whole world doesn't he practice righteousness
所以在亚伯拉罕观念中间
So in the concept of Abraham
神不但是创造全世界
Not only God is the one who created the whole world
神不但是照顾全世界
Also he takes care of the world
神不但是管统管全世界
Not only rule over the world
神有一天的审判全世界
One day he will judge the whole world
审判全地的上帝岂不行公义
God who judges the whole world doesn't he practice righteousness
亚伯拉罕的神观是很清楚
The concept of God in Abraham is clear
他是独一的神
He is the only God
他是永恒的神
He is the eternal God
他是统管的神
He is the one who rules
他要审判全世界
He is the God who judges the whole world
神的审判不是照着他自己的这个七情六欲喜爱而为
But God just not according to his own pleasure
他岂不行公义呢
He will judge according to righteousness
今天我们都知道法院是专讨论专执行公义法则的机关
So we know that this court is a place that execute righteousness
但是法院是最不讲公义的地方
But then it's a place that doesn't talk about justice
因为许多的法官是知法犯法玩弄律法的
Because many of these justices they go against and break the laws themselves
我们只能仰望的永恒者
We can only look up the eternal one
至高至圣的绝对者
The absolute highest and the holy one
那绝对完美的公义者
The absolute perfect and righteous one
亚伯拉罕的信仰准确到这个地步
Abraham's concept is so accurate.
审判全地的岂不行公义呢
He who judges the whole world, doesn't he also does the righteousness?
感谢上帝
Praise God.
所以这样这个世界呢有一天要受完整的审判
So this world one day will be judged perfectly.
那就是历史的终点
That is the end point of history.
神终极性的得胜
And also God's ultimate victory.
这一点没有来到以前
Before this point comes,
历史是直线进行
History proper or proceed in the life.
不死的循环。
Not in the secular form.
乃是直线进行，直到终极的一点来到。
But progress in the straight line form until the ultimate point comes.
那一点来到的时候
，when that point comes，
也就是神的公义完全彰显的时候。
Also God's righteousness is fully manifested.
神的全能完全彰显的时候。
God's power is totally manifested.
神的圣洁的审判完全彰显的时候。
And God's holy judgment also is totally manifested.
那么在圣洁的神面前
，So before the holy God，
有谁站立得住
？Who can stand firm？
在神的愤怒之下
，In the wrath of God，
谁能抵挡上帝的
？Who can resist the judgment of God？
当耶和华再来的时候
，When Jehovah returns，
谁能站立在他面前
？Who can stand before Him？
当神公义的审判来到的时候
，When the righteous judgment of God comes，
将军、父父、壮士、君王，所有的大人物，他们都恐惧战惊。不能面对上帝
Even all the great men will tremble before God cannot stand on their own
所以呢新约启示里面有这样的话语说
That's why in the New Testament Revelation it says
他们是大山啊倒在我们身上
Mountain fall upon us
小山啊把我们压下来
Small mountain press on me
谁能等候谁能站立在愤怒的耶和华的面前
Who can wait and stand before the God of wrath
那么这样的这个世界的败坏有一个终结点
Then the corruption of the world will come to an end point.
这是真正的义人一个要求。
That is the true demand of a righteous man.
许多不义的事情。
Because all the unrighteous practices
把许多有理的人都压下去。
So they'll press all those who are righteous.
所以这些的公平怎么讨回来呢
？So where would we have this kind of retribution of justice?
良心的深处盼望有个终极的一天。神的公义完全彰显。
Deep in our conscience, we hope there is one day when this righteousness of God is fully manifested.
无辜受难的人太多了。
Those who are wrong against so many.
为义受逼迫的人太多了。
Those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness so many.
不公平的事情在社会的表现太多了。
And many of the manifestations of injustice in the society too.
错误的、法律的判断太多了。
The wrong judgment of the court are many.
许多虚空的人生的哀叹太多了。
There are so many a sighing, groaning of the emptiness.
所以成了终极性的审判。
Who will be the ultimate judgment?
那就是审判全地的上帝。
That is God who judges the whole world.
他有绝对的主权。
He has absolute sovereignty.
执行历史终极的最后审判。
And to execute the last and ultimate judgment of the world.
那么如果神的公义彰显出来的时候
，When God's righteousness is being manifested，
他以他绝对的圣洁对罪人有所要求的时候
，And also demanding a demand coming from the absolute holy one，
神的公义岂不也把我们列在应当受审判的地步
？So in His righteousness, we also must be judged.
所以当你看不义的人受审判，你快乐的时候，你要知道连你自己也是要受审判。
So when you're happy because unrighteous men are being judged, you also must know that you will be judged too.
整个人类的前途一定是黑暗的。
So the future of this the mankind is doomed.
但是圣经这一段告诉我们不是的。
But the Bible passage tells no, it's not so.
神为自己存留了一些人。
Because God had kept for himself some people.
神为了他公义的要求。
Because the demand of righteousness from him,
他曾经差遣义者、圣者先代替这些人死。
He has sent the righteous one, the holy one, to substitute in a place to die.
所以这就是人类唯一的盼望。
And that's the only hope of mankind.
必须受审判，必须领受公义的制裁的人的生命里面。
That upon us, the life of we people who got to be judged.
有谁可以逃避自己犯罪所应当面对的神的愤怒同应当尽的责任
Who can escape from the responsibility from the fact that we will face the God of wrath?
有谁为我们负债
Who will pay the debt for us?
有谁为我们担当神愤怒的这个审判
Who will take up this wrath, the judgment of wrath from God?
其实这就是全本罗马书里面最重要的主题
This important theme actually of the book of Romans
人在基督里面的救恩
That man in Christ, their salvation,
在基督里面的救恩要拯救我们脱离永恒的愤怒。
That the salvation in Christ will let us be avoid from the eternal judgment of God.
使我们脱离律法的咒诅。
So that we are liberated from the curse of the law.
脱离死与罪的捆绑。
And liberated from the bondage of sin and death.
脱离永远的刑罚。
And also liberated also from eternal judgment.
这就是救的问题。
And that is a problem of salvation.
如果我们做基督徒而从来没有思考到我们得救的问题，我们是没有真正享受神给我们的应许同可能性。
If we had been Christian and never pondered upon the promise of salvation, which means you have not thought of the possibilities of salvation from God.
如果教会 天天每次礼拜天传讲圣经的信息，而不把救赎当作整个信仰的中心的话，那么这个教会的会友就没有得到最大的盼望。
If the church were to preach every Sunday, but without preaching upon the salvation, then there's no hope for the congregation.
所以当神审判的大日来到的时候，
So when that day when God's judgment come upon us,
所以那些不肯悔改、犯罪在神面前抵挡他的人来说，是一个末日。
Those who sin and also refuse to repent, there will be last day for them when the judgment comes.
是一个定罪的日子。
Also a day of condemnation.
面对永恒受苦的日子。
And also a day whereby we face eternal suffering.
但是对得书的人不是如此。
To those who are saved is different.
对这些真正蒙救赎恩典的人。
To those who truly receive the grace of salvation.
那个日子是凯旋的日子。
That day is a day of victory.
那个日子是永美的日子。
A day of beauty.
那个日子是完全成全的日子。
A day of total accomplishment.
那个日子是荣耀的日子。
A day of glory.
所以呢，这一段的圣经就提到了荣耀的日子。
So this passage talk about the day of glory.
这个荣耀就是罗马书第三章二十三章二十三节所提的亏欠的那个荣耀。
And that glory is something we foresaw the glory mentioned in Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
世人都犯了罪。
The world has sinned.
亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
换句话说，神造人的时候，
which means when God created us,
荣耀的神把我们造成荣耀的人。
The God of glory created us a man of glory.
尊贵的神把我们造成尊贵的人。
The God of honor has created us a man of honor.
永恒的神把我们造成有永恒性的人。
The God of eternity created us with eternalness.
创造的神把我们造成有创造性的人。
The God of creation created us with the ability to create.
圣洁的神把我们造成有道德功能的人。
The God of holiness created us with a function of morality.
荣耀的神把我们造成有神荣耀形象的活物。
The God of glory created us with an image that can glory God as a being.
本就完美的荣耀。
When this a total glory
有了亏欠的时候
，When there is a shortcoming，
那么你说这个荣耀就不完全了。
You say this glory is not complete.、
哎、你说很可惜了。
So it's so pitiful.
完美的东西现在不完美了。
Now something which is perfect now no more perfect.
又失去了。
It's lost the perfection.
另外一角又破了。
And another corner is
慢慢烂掉了。
And sorry corrupt.
这就是我们犯罪以后的情形。
This is our condition after we have sinned.
世界哪里有是全是美的人
？Where can we have perfect man in the world？
有人讲这句话
，When some people talk about this，
就是叫人原谅他不永美不完美也不要紧的。
In order that people will forgive them because it's okay when not perfect，
但是神对我们的要求不是如此。
But the demand of God to us is not so。
当看见我们继续不断撕破神在我们身上荣耀的时候
，When he sees that we continue to tear off the glory of God upon us，
他的心中非常的伤痛。
His heart was hurt，
所以神要我们得回完美。
So he wants us to regain the perfection.
那么得回完美就是救赎的成全。
And to regain the perfection is the accomplishment of salvation.
脱离亏欠的生活。
To live the life of wrong and sin.
就是进入重新得到荣耀的开始。
To enter in the beginning of regaining of the perfection.
谁能把我们失去的荣耀得回来呢？
Who can regain on our behalf the lost glory?
谁能成全我们已经不完全的荣耀呢？
Who then can accomplish our glory with incomplete?
为什么呢？
Why?
谁能做这个事情呢？
Who can do this?
这就是归正神学的 glorification.
That is the Reformed theology we call glorification.
所以保罗在这段圣经呢，不是提到 justification.
So Paul here is not talking about justification.
保罗在这里不是提到 sanctification.
Not mentioned about sanctification, 成圣，
不是称义的问题。
Not some justification,
不是成圣的问题。
Not sanctification,
而是得荣的问题。
But rather glorification,
我们的被荣耀起来了。
That we will be glorified.
这里 glorify 跟 justify 跟 sanctify 都是用被动的名词。
So it is all in passive voice. We say about glorify, justify, and sanctify.
神称我们为义的时候
，When is God justify us?
他主动，我们被动。
Is active, we are passive.
当神洗净我们的心的时候
，When God cleanses our heart,
使我们成为圣洁的时候
，So they were holy.
他主动，我们被动。
Is active, we are passive.
当神使我们得荣耀的时候
，When we are glorified,
我们被 洁净到这荣耀的地步，是他主动，我们被。
We are being cleansed until we are glorified. He is active, we are passive.
我们这荣耀的日子
，at the day of glorification，
也就是世界受审判的日子。
Also is a day of judgment of the world.
罪人因为神的义怒同审判而永远离开神的时候
，the sinners because of the holy wrath of God forever they leave God.
他就进到第二次的死的地步。
Then they enter in the second death.
而基督徒在他们受审判的时刻
and Christian at a time of judgment
他们要领受神给他们荣耀的成全
they will see the receive the completion of glory from God
所以对他们来说是进入永席永远离开上帝的时刻的开始
so to these people is a time where they leave the eternal punishment of God
真正正确的人来说那是进到永远荣耀的一个开始
To the one who is truly saved, that's the beginning point when entering the eternal glory.
是永远享受永生具体在永恒中间的生命的开始。
So that's the beginning of us eternally. We enjoy the eternal enjoyment.
所以这就变成盼望了。
So they become hope.
这就变成动力了。
That become a motivation force.
这就变成我们喜乐的源头。
It become the source of our joy.
所以做基督徒不应当是忧愁满面，每天像快要死的人。
So to be a Christian, we shouldn't feel sad and sorrowful every day.
侍奉主不应当是哀声载道，怨天尤人，一天到晚埋怨上帝。
So when we serve the Lord, it shouldn't be the thing when we murmur every day.
基督徒
Christians
应当是喜乐的。
We must be joyful.
侍奉主
to serve the Lord
应当是喜乐。
Must be a joyful task.
累不累啊？
Are you tired? Yes.
我告诉你，这八天我的颈项差不多不大能动。
For this 8 day, I couldn't move my neck.
所以你看上个礼拜的录音带，我是不是眼睛一直向前没有动
？So you see last week's tape, I just look forward.
我要动的时候，身体都要动。
I got to move my whole body when I move.
因为堆积下来。
Because accumulatedly,
我这头已经重得不得了。
My head is so heavy,
筋痛得不得了。
And also, this is a neck so stiff.
但是我没有埋怨。
But I never murmur.
我充满力量。
I have power.
充满喜乐。
And a joy. Why?
因为基督徒是有盼望的人。
Because Christ, a Christian is the one with hope.
基督徒不是没有盼望的人。
Christian is someone not without hope.
盼望建立在哪里呢
？And hope.
盼望建立在神的应许上。
The hope is established upon the promise of God.
应许建立在哪里呢
？And where is the foundation of the promise?
应许建立在神的不变性，同神的永远不会背负自己的本性。
Our promise based founded on the faithfulness of God.
所以神是永恒的神。
So God is eternal God.
神是不变的神。
God is the immutable God.
神是信实的神。
God is a faithful God.
神是不背负自己的神。
God is the one who doesn't go against himself.
神以他的诚信真实，用他的真理，把他诚实的话应许下来，是永远不改变。
And it's honestly this truth that also he made a promise that will never change.
所以应许就成了我们盼望的基础了。
So the promise became the foundation of a hope.
而神的信实又成了他应许的基础。
And also God's faithfulness became the foundation of his promise.
所以我们向永不改变、诚信真实。绝对不背负自己的上帝所赐下的应许产生的盼望不会失望
So do we have the hope to the promise of God who is faithful and will never be disappointed
所以第八章提到圣灵住在我们里面
So chapter 8 says that Holy Spirit dwells in us
那么我们灵与圣灵一同证明我们是上帝的
Then our spirit and God's spirit could testify we are sinner of God
上帝的儿女怎样看出是上帝的儿女
As children of God how can we know that we are children of God
你说呢又有上帝儿女的服装
So we have the attire of children of God
有上帝儿女的金十字架
Also with a cross
戴一个上帝儿女的帽子
And with the hat also of a children of God
一看就知道上帝的儿女来了
So when you see we know that immediately God should have come
这个叫用服装显明我们身份
We should wear the attire to manifest our position
从全本圣经没有这个事情
The whole Bible never talk about that.
圣经提到两件事。
The Bible mentions about two things.
你们若彼此相爱。
So if you love one another.
众人就因此认出你们是我的什么门徒了。
People will know that you are my disciples.
所以我们的服装不是衣服。
So our attire and not the clothing.
我们的 uniform 是爱的生活。
And our uniform is the light of love.
圣经提到他们因为勇敢做见证。众人就认出他们是耶稣的跟随者了。
The Bible also says because they're courageous in bearing testimony, people know that they are followers of Christ.
所以我们第二样最重要的服装 就是我们努力勇敢传福音的这个心智。
The second uniform that we can identify as that we are courageous in preaching the gospel.
那么神儿女的荣耀
and the glory of children of God.
除了这个相爱跟勇敢传福音以外
，other than loving one another and be courageous in preaching，
就是基督给教会的里面同外面的两大命令。
And these are the two big commandments of Christ Jesus to us innerly and outwardly.
Internal commandment， 你们要彼此相爱。
And the internal commandment is that we must love one another.
Externally, Christ commands us for His great commission.
那么对于外呢，耶稣吩咐我们完成了福音的大使命。
所以我们对内相爱。
So internally we love one another.
对外勇敢传福音。
Externally, graciously we preach the gospel.
这就成了神儿女真正的生命的记号。
So this becomes the true marks of those true children of God.
除此之外还有两件事。
Other than that, there are two more things.
耶稣在约翰福音第十五章提出来的。
Why Jesus in John chapter 15 he mentioned?
他说你们多结果子
，bear much fruit.
那么众人就知道你们是我的门徒。
And all will know that you are my disciples.
所以这个结果子的生活
，the life of bearing fruit，
在的佛教里面的果子不是太多种。
In Buddhism, there are not many fruits.
所以圣经里面最少有七种果子。
But in the Bible, there are at least seven kinds of fruit.
是果子就是真正的树的外在的记号。
And also, it is outer this mark or sign of a tree actually.
好树结好果子。
Because good fruit will bear good fruit.
我们有功夫的果子。
And also, we have the fruits of
our labor. 我们有这个嘴唇的果子。
Our fruit of lips.
我们有仁义的果子。
Our fruit of this
光明的果子。
Righteousness and brightness.
我们圣灵的果子。
And also, triumphant.
圣经都记载了。
And all this written in the Bible.
这是果子。
All this fruit.
我们荣耀的表达。
It is also a manifestation of a glory.
最后一样。
And the last one.
是彼得所提的。
And Peter said.
以圣洁为装饰。
The holiness become an attire.
是爱。
Love.
传福音。
The preaching of
God,
the bear fruit,
圣洁的生活
holy life,
这些就是在世荣耀的表现。
All these are the glory we have when we are still living.
你看见一个人有爱心的时候，这是很荣耀的人。
When you see a person with love, we see this glorious.
你看见一个人过很圣洁的生活的时候，你看这个是很荣耀的
人。People living a holy life, that's very glorious.
当你看见一个人不是为利，而是为了灵魂的需要，勇敢做见证传福音的时候，你看他是很荣耀的人。
If a person for the sake of glory, he bear much testimony, he is glorious.
当一个人结满果子的时候，他的生命生活充满各样的果子。这是很荣耀的人。
When a person bears much fruit, we see that his life is glorious.
除此以外呢
？Except
我们就看不见其他了。
We cannot see others.
所以基督徒穿的衣服
，so the attire of
非基督徒穿的衣服
，non-Christian attire
一样的
，same.
有钱的买好一点
，with a rich you have a better clothing.
穷的买粗一点
，with a poorer clothing.
所以你不能从衣服看出他是不是基督徒。
For from the clothing, you cannot identify whether they're Christian or not.
所以上帝要把最后的荣耀披在我们身上。
So God wants to put upon us the final glory.
这个就是神要把终极性的完美放在我们身上。
That is God wants to put the ultimate perfection upon us.
这个叫做得荣的日子来的。
That is a day of glorification.
The day of glorification.
得荣耀的日子。
That day all true Christians will be automatically glorified by God.
那一天，所以真正的基督徒都要受神之荣耀。
那么，神把怎么样的荣耀给我们呢
？What kind of glory God will give to us?
就是儿子的自由的荣耀。
That is the glory of the freedom of the Son of God.
上帝儿女的自由的荣耀。
And also the glory of the freedom of God's Son.
我们脱离罪的管制。
We are liberated from the bondage of sin.
我们脱离罪的审判。
Liberated from the judgment of sin.
我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Liberated from the curse of law.
我们脱离上帝公义对我们的追讨。
Also the pursuit of the righteous demand of law of God.
那是真正自由。
True freedom.
只有神的儿女才有真正神儿女的自由。
It is only the true children of God will enjoy this true freedom of children of God.
你不成为神的儿女，你不可能有神儿女的自由。
If you do not become the children of God, you cannot have this freedom of children of God.
能够变成一个有神儿女自由的人。
So when you turn to become someone who has the true freedom of children of God,
上帝的儿子叫你自由，你就真自由了。
Because when the Son of God set you free, you are truly free.
所以这个原理又来了。
So there comes the principle.
基督是后世
，and Christ is the heir.
我得救了，与基督一同做后世。
When I've been saved, I'm co-heir with Christ.
基督是独生子
，Christ is the only Son.
我成为神的儿女。 所以借着基督，我们与他一同为弟兄，成为上帝的众子。
When I become the children through Christ Jesus, I become the brothers and become the children of God.
而基督是真正自由、没有罪管制的人。
Christ is the one who is truly free from sin.
而透过基督，我们成为真正自由的人。
Through Christ Jesus, we become a true free man.
耶稣说：“我实实在告诉你。”所有犯罪的人就是罪的奴仆。
Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say that those who sin become the slaves of sin."
唯有上帝的儿子若释放你，叫你自由，你们就真自由了。
Only when the Son of God set you free, then you are truly free.
所以神要使我们完全自由。
So God also wants to be truly free.
神要我们完全荣耀。
Truly be glorified.
所以我们从前做罪人的时候
，So in the past when the sinners，
一方面受罪捆绑
，But one way bound by sin，
第二方面亏欠上帝的荣耀。
Secondly, we fall short of the glory of God.
我们受罪捆绑的时候
，When we are bound by sin，
我们就不自由
，We're not free。
我们亏欠荣耀的时候
，When we fall short of the glory of God，
我们荣耀就不完美
，Then the glory is not perfect。
那么耶稣的救赎来到在这两方面
，When the salvation of Christ comes in these two aspects，
使我们脱离奴仆的辖制
，When we liberate from bondage of a slave，
脱离罪恶的捆绑
，Also bondage of a sin，
脱离的黑暗的权势
，Also the power of darkness，
脱离良心的控告
，Also the accusation from the conscience，
脱离律法的咒诅
，And the curse of the law，
脱离上帝的审判的愤怒
，Also be liberated from of wrath of just of God.
使我们自由
So we are free.
自由以后呢
After that,
就是基督把永美再一次呈现在我们的身上
One more time, God will give you this perfect beauty to us.
所以失去了永远要得回来
So the lost glory will regain.
所有不够的完美现在要起
来 And the imperfect will not become perfect.
只有基督才能做这个工作
Only Christ can accomplish that.
所以这一章圣经
So this verse,
到了这一段
When it comes to this passage,
就提到将来的荣耀
It mentions a future glory.
什么荣耀呢
What glory?
上帝儿女的自由的荣耀
And the glory of the freedom of children of God.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
现在我讲到这个地方
When I talk about this year
我再读这几节的时候
One more time, read these few verses
你就更清楚了
Hold on, what you understand
我们再打开来看
We'll turn again to Romans chapter 8
第十八节开始来读
Reading from verse number 18
1, 2, 3我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显明我们的荣耀就不住介意 了受造之物盼望等候上帝的众子显出来因为受造之物不在虚空之下不是自己愿意乃是因那叫他如此的但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的瑕疵得享上帝儿女自由的荣耀再读第六十一节但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的瑕疵这想上帝儿女自由的荣耀好现在请你读22节23节那我就讲到另外一个很重要的题目就是在劳苦叹息中间怎样等候一同来读我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今不但如此就是我们这有圣灵出借国子的也是自己心里叹息等候得着儿子的名分乃是我们的身体的属好现在大家注意听
Now pay attention
那我们现在的苦楚
Now our this suffering
是很可怕的
It is horrifying
是很难当的
It is so difficult to bear
是我们常常劳苦叹息的
And that's why we groan
但是保罗说
Paul say
如果把现在的苦楚
If we compare this present suffering
将来的荣耀
As the eternal glory
就不足介意了
We cannot compare that
不足介意
It's not worth to compare
什么意思啊
What do you mean
算不得什么
It would not worth compare.
不必再计较了。
Don't be calculative.
微不足道了。
It's so minute.
根本不必讲了。
We don't have to talk about that.
比字上没有意思。
When I compare, it's meaningless.
算什么
？It's nothing.
这个很重要。
Important that.
一个能讲算什么的人已经算清楚了。
When I say that is nothing, which he has calculated.
一天到晚在算的时候，不知道他应当算什么。
Because when he was calculating again, there's nothing to calculate.
有的人是算了。
Some say never mind.
后来又在骂。
Then they'll scold again.
因为他算不了，不是算。
Because he has not fully calculated.
他还没有算了。
He has not fully calculated.
算了。
Calculated.
算什么
？Never mind。
这些话讲出来的时候
，When I say this，
你有没有真正的把握呢
？Do you truly have the certainty？
保罗说：“把现在我们所受的苦
，What that we suffer now, Paul said，
比起将来要得到的荣耀
，As compared to the future glory，
算了
，Nothing to compare，
微不足道了
，Nothing to compare，
不足介意了
，We don't have to feel worried。
将来的荣耀
，The future glory，
现在的苦难
，The suffering now，
不能相比的。”
That's never comparable.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
这是告诉我们基督徒有一个荣耀。
We think that the glory for Christians
要来到
，to become
这个荣耀的大日来的时候
，when that day come，
也就是完美在我们身上成全的时候
，when the perfection is accomplished upon us，
挥去上帝的荣耀
，we forsake the glory of God，
做了罪的奴仆
，and also become a slave of sin，
在黑暗中间受辖制
，in darkness we are bound。
这个辖制的反面就是自由
，and the opposite of bondage is freedom。
挥欠的反面就是成全
，falling short 名而为 opposite is accomplished
的反面就是荣耀
，and also the shamefulness of opposite is glory。
保罗讲的未来的荣耀，自由的来到，神的儿女显现出来
，when possible the future glory the Son of God to be manifested。
要是在耶稣基督再来的时候。
Which in that time when Christ comes，
那么我们就得到最完美的救恩了。
We have the complete salvation。
那么现在呢
？What about now？
你是现在得救了
？You said now you're safe。
得救了
？Yes。
完美吗
？Is it complete？
还没有完全成就。
Not totally complete。
那怎么办呢
？What to do now？
等候。
Wait。
等候的终究怎么样
？When you wait, what to do？
有没有苦难？
Is there suffering?
有
Oh yes.
有没有劳苦呢
Are there labels?
有
Yes.
有没有叹息呢
Are there groaning?
有
Yes.
哦，从今天开始哈
From henceforth.
你看到一只牛的时候
When you see a cow.
你看它一下
Look at the cow.
你注意看啊
Look at the cow.
你用罗马书八章看牛
You use Romans chapter 8 to look at cows.
你不要用牛看罗马书八章
Don't use cows to look at Romans chapter 8.
牛看不懂罗马书第八章在讲
Cow will not understand about Romans chapter 8.
人透过罗马书第八章看牛是看得很清楚
But when men through Romans chapter 8 see cows, they see clearly.
牛在讲什么呢
What is the cow saying?
我这么辛苦不是我愿意的
I labor so much, it's not that I want it.
我是没有办法的
I'm subjected to it.
我不愿意这么劳苦
I don't want to labor.
Groaning， 劳苦叹息。
Groaning，
为什么叫劳苦的
？Why groaning and suffer？
不是我愿意的。
Not that I want。
如果你不相信，你看罗马书第八章。
You don't believe it. Look at Romans chapter 8。
万物劳苦叹息。
The whole creation groans and suffers。
他们没有办法。
They have no way out。
没有办法。
No way out。
人呢，怎么样处理动物？动物就是这样被处理。
No matter how men deal with animals, there will be animals。
只有那些比较野性的动物。
Only those most savage animals
翻过来咬你一口，把你杀死的时候
，turn and kill you and eat you，
他呢就做了一件呢暂时的逃脱。
Then he has been liberated temporarily。
但是一定别人为了生源把他打死。
But people will take revenge upon them。
所以呢，他们还是没有办法处理。
So there's no way to deal with them。
人被造在万物的上面。
Man is created up on the animals.
万物被造是为了人的需要。
All things are created for the needs of man.
人对万物有最后的权柄。
Man has the ultimate power to the creation.
但是神在人没有犯罪以前
，But before man sin 呢，
从来不许可人杀死动物。
God did not allow man to kill animals.
只许可人呢，就修理看守营地。
Only but to tend the land.
管理天上地上海里一切的货物
and also to rule all things about the air on the earth and the sea
to manage to domain over
and to domain over all these things
不是 to suppress 不是 persecute or to torture
不是压制或是使他受苦
我们不是去逼害他
we're not persecuting them
不是摧残他
we're not suppressing them
治理他
but to rule
带领他
to manage
控制他
and to provide
佛教徒呢，一直以为呢，人还是那样的情形。
The Buddhist feel that we are in that stage。
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，自从犯罪以后呢
，But the Bible says after man of sin，
人成了自然的领位，成了大自然被造者的元首。
Man become the leader of all things。
人一犯罪以后呢
，after he sinned，
控制万物的权柄就慢慢失去了。
So he has slowly lose the power of managing the world。
不但不能控制狮子老虎。
Not only that we cannot control this tiger and lions，
连一只蚊子你睡觉的来咬你，你就不知道怎么处理它。
Even a mosquito when come to you at night， you don't know how to deal with it。
这也是这约伯记里面一个重要的信息。
This is also important message in the book Job。
约伯说：“我没有罪，为何受这么苦？我没有罪。”
Job said, I never sin, how can I suffer?
上帝回答说
God said,
谁说你没有罪
Who said you have no sin?
一大堆罪
They have many sins.
上帝不这样大的
God did not answer this
上帝解答问题很高明的
God is very good in answering questions.
要不然你知道河马是怎么样生出来的
Job, do you know her?Hippo, how did it was given birth to?
你知道这一个这个鳄鱼的这个这个肉的皮多么硬吗
？You know the alligator how thick the skin is?
你知道天上的星有这么多的数量吗
？Do you know how many are there in the star with the stars?
你知道山羊在肚子里面怎么样成长吗
？Do you know the, how the this goat is being born in the womb?
要不然我不是问这个。
就是 I didn't ask all those.
我是问你，我没有犯罪，我受苦。
I'm asking, I never seen how come I seen suffer.
上帝的答案是告诉他什么
？God's answer was the meaning.
如果你没有犯罪
If you're not sin,
你应当像亚当没有犯罪以前可以管天上地上海里一切的货物才对
You must be like Adam before he sinned that he can control all these things
你根本现在没有办法控制你还不承认你是罪人
But now you cannot control all these things You don't acknowledge you're a sinner
你的神的答案深到那个地
So God's answer is so profound
人性被到原先的控制权失去证明人有罪
Because when man was created, he was created to rule over all these things. Now he has lost his power.
我也思想圣经了
The more that I meditate on the Bible,
我也震惊
The more I tremble.
里面所讨论绝对不是普通文化界、哲学界的那肤浅思想所能得到的地方
Because we have been discussing something that has been reached by culture and philosophy.
因为你是整个大自然的代表
Because you are representative of whole creation
上不正是下歪
So when you are not straight and the falling will not be straight too
你做人做得不像样
When you are not truly a man
你叫狮子做狮子像狮样吗
So how can be lion be a lion
你人不像样
So you are not truly a man
狮狗猫牛都不像样
So all the animals will not be like animals proper
已经不像原先被造的形
So they are not like original created position
那么他们现在在很被动的地步中间
So they are now in a very passive situation
弱肉强食
And also the strong will kill the weak
争斗不停
And they'll fight
这个血肉之间的争权夺利
And there's a very bloody fight
不但在人界
Not only in humankind
在自然界的中间
Even in the natural world
所以你注意看 Discovery Channel
So if you watch Discovery Channel
你看这 GeographicNational Geographic Channel
Also National Geographic
也看到了狮子怎么样去吃鹿
You see how the lion killed the deer
怎么样去吃那个狼
And also the wolf
怎么样去追
Also
怎么样去杀
pursued, were killed
好像大自然没有上帝的爱
You see that in the natural world there's no love of God
而你知道呢一只狮子要追到一条鹿追到到吃到饱他也是等几天才追到
You know for a lion to pursue the deer before he can capture and eat it wait for a few days
他最饿的时候
When he's most hungry
最需要力量的时候
It's more in need of strength
也就是他最没有力气追鹿的时候
And that's the time when they have no strength to go after the deer
最饿的时候
And the most hungry
最需要用力气追的时候
And also the time they need the power most
所以他那一餐饭不像你嘿叫这个 laksa 他就来了
It's not easily that you call a meal for yourself
万物劳苦叹息
So even all things will labor and groan
有时候你会说啊，做人真艰苦
So it's difficult to man you stand on your side
哎呀我七岁的时候
When I was seven
我第一次讲这句话
And then was first time I say this
我晚上病得很重三更半夜发高烧，高烧不能睡。
I was sick and high fever. I couldn't sleep at night.
我的母亲一直照顾我。
My mother was carrying me.
我忽然就，啊，做人真艰苦。
I sighed and said, "Difficult to be a man."
我妈妈吓了一跳。
My mother was so frightened.
那就七岁的孩子说，做人真艰苦。
Seven years old, I said that.
他说你讲什么
？What did you say?
妈，做人真艰苦。
Why is difficult to be a man?
什么艰苦
？What difficulties?
规心条真艰苦
I feel aching
嘿你妈人讲这话
So yes, that's more how can you say that
老人在这讲这话
Only when an old can say that
七岁的孩子讲做人的
Seven years old can say that Don't say that
我说妈你为什么可以讲我不可以讲
So I said mom how can you say
that
Because I'm old mother said
我跟他这样一讲我就知道一定没有进化论
So I said there's no evolution actually
为什么呢
Why
因为七岁的时候不辛苦越老 越辛苦不是退化吗
Because at age of seven you don't feel suffering at the age of old When you feel suffering there's no evolution
人类没有盼望
So there's a hope for mankind
小小生出来很可爱
So when they're born, they're so cute.
越老越不可爱
But when they're old, they're not more cute.
大人看小孩子可以拉拉他嘴巴一
下 When they're old, when they're young, they can pinch them.
抱抱他一下
And they carry them, pinch them.
有没有人看见七八岁的拉拉一下吗
Some will see the seven and eight will pinch them.
你拉他看到七八岁的你还要拉他一下吗
Seven and eight will pinch them, you push them.
万物劳苦叹息。
All things labor and groan.
你看狗劳苦叹息。
You see that even the
你看牛劳苦叹息。
The cow pig.
你看猪猫什么动物都劳苦叹息。
All these pig, all animals were groan and labor.
有一个人看一条鱼在游的时候这么舒服，这么快乐。
So the man seeing this fish swimming so joyfully.
你怎么知道它是快乐
？How do you know it is joyful?
我看它是动的半死才能前进。
I see that he moves so hard before he can move forward.
多少体力才能前进
？How much strength he has to have before he can move forward?
你看一个人爬山的时候
，When you see a man climbing hill.
哇，这运动多么好看。
Exercising so beautiful.
体态多么美丽。
And so beautiful in posture.
他喘气喘得差不多死掉了。
He is panting actually.
我们看别人都很好。
When you see others are good.
连快要自杀以前的人，他走路的体态都很美。
Even the one before he commits suicide also you walk gracefully.
但是只有你做他才知道那几步是多么难走。But
when you become him, then we know the last few steps are so heavy.
我们每个人看别人都很好，你轻松哈。
When you see others are good.
哇，你很好啊。
You're good.
他说好好看嘛。
Good look.
不好受了。
But not good bad.
万物劳苦叹息。
All things are groaning.
做什么呢
？Why?
等候。
Waiting.
等候什么
？Waiting for what?
有一天的救赎。
One day you're saved.
啊，这是全本圣经唯一。
That's the only place in the Bible.
一半。
Only one passage
提到连万物都盼望得到救赎
，saying that even the whole creation are waiting to be saved.
但是他不知道他救赎
，by it itself doesn't know that it will be saved.
不能向人得到救恩的救赎
，because it won't be like man who enjoy the salvation.
那么万物等的是哪一种呢
？So what kind of thing that they're waiting for?
等候上帝的种子显现出来
，waiting for the identity of the children of God to be manifested.
上帝的种子是谁呢？
Now, who are the children of God?
我已经说了，新约上帝的种子不是天使。
The children of God in the Old Testament are not angels.
上帝的种子就是得救的基督徒。
The children of God are the saved Christians.
得救的基督徒显现出来。
Christians who are manifested.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
这些人是不是像奥沙马躲在山洞没有
死？Like Osama hiding caves.
那么基督徒什么时候显现出来
？When would we be manifested?
这就是刚才我所讲的。
That's what I said.
你没有记好。
You have no
mark. 你的服装跟非基督徒一样。
Your attire is the same with others.
你的气色跟非基督徒一样。
And your countenance is the same with others.
你身体有病跟非基督徒一样。
Your body has sickness like others.
你世上的儿子还没有显现出来。
So your children of God is not being manifested.
万物劳苦叹息。
All things groan and suffer.
等候上帝的种子显现出来。
Waiting for the children of God to be manifested.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
当全世界受审判。
When whole world is judged.
神的儿女得荣耀的那一天。
And the day when the children of God glorify.
这世界才有一个新的盼望。
Then there's a new hope for the world.
上帝造万有
，When God created all things,
在人之下
，under man,
人犯罪
，after man of sin,
全自然都受玷污
，the whole creation are polluted.
所以自然就等到人被救赎成全的日子来到以后，才有恢复光明的一天。
So nature will wait until that day when we are glorified, then there will be a day of hope for them.
有新天新地来到的时候
，when a new earth and new heaven comes,
那个人跟狮子在一起
，and man and lion will be together living.
小孩子跟野兽在一起
，the children will living together with the beast.
他可以玩弄蛇
，they can play with the snake.
表示那个时候万有已经恢复了原先应当有的地
，which all things now regain the original state.
神造的世界是最美好的。
The world God created is most beautiful.
我们也不能看有任何一个世界比这个世界更美好。
We cannot see any other world more beautiful than this world.
德国的大哲学家 Leibniz,
the great German philosopher,
讲一句话
，He said,
这个世界就是被造的最可能最完美的就是这个世界。
He said, this world is the best possible created world.
The best possible created world is our world.
那我们最可能造最好的世界就是我们的世界。
在宇宙中间找到一个地方比这个世界更好的环境是不可能的。
There's no possibility for us to find another place in the universe which is better than this world.
这个世界太好了。
It's so good.
太美了。
So beautiful.
你需要的氧气怎么呼吸都够的。
You know that you have all the oxygen you want.
你看全世界人口越来越增加，人的呼吸还是没问题。
When there's increasing population of the whole world, there's no problem with the breathing.
造人的神。
The God who created man
为人预备了可住的地球
and created a possible world to live
美到这个地步
so beautiful
终是自然调节
and also is the harmony in nature
ecology
The ecology
所以找完美的系统建造在我们。
So the ecological system is built upon us to perfect.
当我们受苦的时候。
So when we suffer,
我们失恋的时候。
Also when we are jilted,
我们生意失败的时候。
When they fail in a business,
我们现在没有办法还的时候。
When they are in debt,
我们的良心绝对不要欠债的时候。
When our conscience doesn't want to be in debt,
我们那个时候看到这个世界可怕的不得了。
We see the world is so terrible.
这世界可怕到一个地步。
This world is so terrible.
宁愿快快死吧。
So you rather die.
你有这样的经验吗？
主要就是
最美的地方变成最可怕的。
The most beautiful place becomes so horrifying.
你变成看你自己的手，自己的影子。
So when you see your own hand, your own shadow,
很可怕的存在。
So terrifying existence.
你看到人生就没有价值。
You find that there's no value in life.
再看看别人在那里笑，连他的笑容都很可怕。
When you see others are smiling, it's also horrifying too.
人的生命到了这个地步的时候。
When man's life comes to such a state.
那么到底还有什么意义？
What kind of meaning do we have then?
我们还有想办法。
We want to think of a way out.
怎样去挣扎？
How we struggle,
怎样去增升华
how we
怎样去麻醉自己
how we numb ourselves,
有的人用吸毒的办法去陶醉
Some take drugs to numb themselves
他们试看活在虚假的梦里不活在苛刻的现实
They try to live the world of dream not in the reality
劳苦叹息
Suffer and groan
等候一个得赎的日子
Waiting for the day of redemption
等候一个荣耀的日子
And also that glorious day to come
无意之中呢
Subconsciously,
万物等候上帝的种子显现出来。
So the whole world is waiting for the revelation of God's children.
那么上帝的种子还没有显现出来以前。
So before God's children being revealed,
上帝的种子也是忍耐等候上帝的独生子再来。
And the children of God also waiting patiently for the Son of God to come.
是万物等基督徒得着自由的日子。
So the whole world waiting for the day of redemption of the children of God.
等基督再来给他们真正自由荣耀的日子。
Christian also waiting for Christ to return so that set them free.
这样全世界
so the whole world
就因为有一群人对基督再来的盼望变成有盼望
because a group of Christians know there's a hope waiting for Christ's return and then there's a hope for the mankind
耶稣基督没有再来
if Jesus Christ never return
如果这个世界没有受审判也没有荣耀的大日来临
if this world there's no judgment there's no day of glory to come
就世界没有真正的自由重新赐下的日子
and there's no day whereby freedom is given again
那么罪的捆绑是永远的
then the bondage of sin is eternal
荣耀的亏损也是永远的
and the force of the eternal glory also is eternal
劳苦叹息的现世也是永远的
and so reality of suffering and groaning also eternal
被造的完美就变成很痛苦的苛刻对我们继续不断每时每秒的折磨
So this demand that the creator, the perfection become a very cruel demand upon us
The cruel torture of every moment, every second and every minute
然后就成为一个非常可怕的这个弊害在我们身上
这是人生能够感受到我们的经历可以告诉我们的事情
This is what experience can tell us
所以呢在世界做人
So in the world to be a man
我们的盼望在哪里呢
Where is our hope then?
我们得救的人
We who are saved.
你说得救了，为什么还是这样呢
？So after you say, how come you're like that?
这里承认
，Here you acknowledge.
就是连我们这些啊
，Even those of us
已经得救的人
，were saved，
还在劳苦叹息中。
We are still under labor and groaning.
你比如说，我信了耶稣，好了，什么都没有了，坐轿等着被抬到天上去。
You see, after I've been saved, I wait to be carried to the heaven.
因为我已经信耶稣了，什么愁苦都没有了。
Because I've already been saved, I'm not suffering now.
我在这里说什么呢
？Paul says,
不但如此。
Not only so,
就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的
，even those who are the first fruit of the Holy Spirit，
也是自己心里叹息
，inside us we groan，
等候得着儿子的名分
，waiting to be liberated to have the name of the Son of God。
保罗很诚实
，Paul is very honest。
保罗绝对不讲空话，自欺欺人。
Paul will not talk something of emptiness and deceive himself。
保罗不是那些以最高的理想、讲最高的目的而从来没有办法达到的。那些骗人的传道人
Paul is not a preacher who is more idealistic than my idealism that cannot be achieved and try to deceive himself by others
我最怕说尽好事做尽好话做尽坏事的假冒伪善
I'm afraid of a hypocrite who talk about all good things but all do all good evil
保罗说 all evils 万物劳苦叹息吗
Paul said that are all things groaning
真的我看了这张圣经看万物很可怜每只老鼠出来看有没有人要抓他快快的回去
So that reason passage and look at all things I know that all things suffer
哇所有的动物在劳苦叹息中
Even all things are groaning and labor
再看看老人家劳苦叹息到满面电车鬼蜘蛛网一大堆
And seeing also the old people of all the wrinkles
看看小孩子
Even the children
要读书要做人多么苦的长大。
They have to read, they have to suffer before they can grow.
看看年轻人。
See the young man.
怕不能毕业，没有机会留学，怕别人看不起，苦得不得了。
They are afraid they cannot graduate, they cannot have a good job, people are despised.
再看一些人。
See others.
给人丢掉，社会丢弃，爱人不要，痛苦。
They are being deserted by the society, by the level they suffer.
看那些成功的商人
，see the successful businessmen.
大家都来募捐，税务局的人一直来找他，也苦得不得了。
People will come to ask money from them, or the tax collector will come to them.
看那有大房子的人
，those with big houses.
要找人照顾一人，每天强盗要进来。
They will ask the guard to guard the place before the robber will come in.
全世界都充满痛苦
，the whole world is filled with suffering.
那么这个世界是苦海，我们多买几包脱苦海好不好
？So the world is a sea of suffering. So we want to be liberated.
那基督徒呢
？So what a Christian?
信耶稣也平安。
So if you're a Christian, you want to become a Christian, you have peace. Where's the peace?
今天有一个人问我说，那么信耶稣就没有困难，也有平安吗
？A person asked me that to be a Christian, you don't have suffering, you have peace.
因为我对他说，印尼有5万的基督徒被回教徒包围，他们要杀他，要强迫他们行隔离。
So I say that because in this Sulawesi, there are 50,000 of Christians who have been surrounded by the jihad.
我说世界没有真正的平安。
There's no true peace in the world.
只有在主里面有平安。
Only in Christ there's peace.
那个人就回答，那你们那5万个基督徒被包围，是不是有平安
？So what are those 50,000 Christians who have been surrounded? Do they have peace or not?
我们就告诉他。
We tell them
平安
，peace，
安全
，security，
和平
，peace in English
不一样的。
It's different.
什么叫做平安
？What about peace?
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
我把我的平安赐给你。
I give you my peace.
耶稣被杀的时候有平安吗
？When Jesus was crucified,
耶稣被钉十字架有平安吗
？When the nail cross, did he have peace?
只有他有绝对的平安。
Only he has absolute peace.
因为他被杀的不是不是这样的。
Because when he was nailed, he did not tremble.
他说父啊，赦免他。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they don't know what they do.
这才是真正的平安。
This is a true peace.
The true peace is peace in spirit.
真正的平安是内灵里面的平安。
The true peace is the peace from eternity.
真正的平安乃是永恒的平安。
The true peace is peace which cannot be taken away or changed by.
真正的平安是不能被努力的。
The true peace cannot be influenced by our environment or our surroundings.
真正的平安也不受外在环境所影响的。
真正的平安不受时的威胁。
The true peace is not threatened by death.
那是真正的平安。
That's a true peace.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
一个真正信仰主的人。
A one who truly believes in God.
内里永恒安定的那种把握。
He has the certainty of internal rest.
Eternal stability
is not stability.
Unchangeable
是不改变的。
Unshakable
是不能够动摇的。
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这样的平安。
This kind of peace.
主说，我把我这种平安赐给你们。
Jesus said, I give you this kind of peace.
所以你们不要挂虑。
So don't worry.
你们不要忧愁。
Do not feel sad.
你这种自由自在。
When you are free in this manner,
就是神儿女应当有的。
That's what the children of God should have.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们这些有圣灵初结果子的。
We who bear the first fruit of the Holy Spirit.
第八章是讲到圣灵的内住。
Because chapter 8 talks about indwelling of Holy Spirit.
圣灵以我们灵证明我们是上帝的儿女。
The Spirit and our spirit could testify we are children of God.
连我们这些人
even we
都一样的劳苦叹息。
We also groan and labor.
我们自己知道自己在叹息。
We know that we are groaning.
但是我们等着儿子名分的彰显。
We wait for that day when we are being children of God and revealed.
身体的属。
That is the redemption of a body.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
心灵早就得赎了。
Where our spirits have been redeemed.
思想早就得赎了。
Our mind have been redeemed.
我们位分早就得赎了。
Our position have been redeemed.
还没有得赎的是身体。
Our body has not been redeemed.
所以基督徒
，So Christians
所得的救恩
，The salvation we have
有三个部分
，Three steps.
第一个部分
，The first
灵魂的救
，Our soul has been saved.
第二个部分
，The second
生活。的圣
，Our life is victorious。
第三个部分
，A third，
身体的赎
，Our body will be redeemed。
大家说一二三，灵魂的救，身体生活的圣，身体的赎。那么灵魂的救是地位的
，So our soul has been saved positionally。
生活的圣是终身的。
And our life also to be victorious is a whole lifespan.
身体的书是耶稣再来的时候。
And our body to be redeemed at the time when Christ Jesus returns.
感谢主。
Praise God.
那就在这一段已经灵魂得救，身体没有得书以前的整个生活，就是我们劳苦叹息，等到上帝的独生子显现的这个事情。
So in this lifespan when we have been saved in our soul by waiting for our body to be redeemed, this is time when we have grown also in our life.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们与世人劳苦叹息不一样。
So our groaning as compared to the world is different.
我们为真理劳苦。
We labor for the sake of truth.
我们为灵魂要得救需要的工作劳苦。
We also labor for the sake of soul to be saved.
我们为传福音劳苦。
We labor for the sake of preaching the gospel.
我们为别人的需要，我们勇敢做见证劳苦。
We courageously we preach and testify for the need of others.
我们也叹息。
We want to groan too.
我们叹息就是死的叹息。
They groan,
没有盼望的叹息。
Groan are hopeless.
我们叹息不是的。
But we groan differently.
我们哀叹世人的败坏。
We groan at the corruption of the world.
哀叹人心的不古。
We groan also at the immorality of man.
我们自己也在困难的中间。
Because we groan, because we are also in difficulty.
先天下之忧而忧。
But we groan for the sake of the world.
后天下之乐而乐。
We joy also after the world of joy.
造上帝之忧而忧。
Also we groan after the will of God.
造圣灵给我们之乐而乐。
Also we rejoice because of the giving of the Holy Spirit.
等候我们的主再来。
Waiting for our Lord to return.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们今天就讲到这个地方。
We're going to stop in this place tonight.
愿主帮助我们。
Pray that God help us.
给我们在世界在大自然被造的这个环境中
that in the world in this created nature
成为神的代表
become the representative of God
记得我们是万物在神引导之下做元首来 统管被造其他事物的
remember that we are leader who has been created above all things so that we create and rule over them
基督又是我们的元首
and our Christ Jesus also is our preeminent
那我们顺从神
though we obey God
我们可以管制万物
we can rule over all things
那我们等候基督的再来
we are waiting for the return of Christ
我们儿子的名分可以显现出来
so our children of God position can be revealed
世界就因为我们这个盼望有了一个新的转机
so the world because our hope that is a turning point
耶稣再来的时候
when Christ returns
是我们的荣耀的大日子
it's a day when we will be glorified
是我们荣耀跟自由的成全的大日子
so that our glory and our freedom will be accomplished
我们面向这个日子
so we face toward that day
以盼望面向这个日子
and our hope for that day
为主劳苦
and labor for his sake
直到主再来的日子
until he comes
我们低头祷告
let's pray